Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Okay, welcome to your weekend and good morning. It's Friday at K-Rock after the show today. We're going to all get the hell out of here and go swimming together, which is weird. I think there's something strange about being in bathing.
I've been thinking about that. I was like, it's a little weird. They're going to see me in a bathing suit.
Yeah, being in bathing suits with coworkers, I don't know why it seems weird. It's just weird.
I think it just rolls with the whole theme of your party, which is just weird in general.
I don't even think it's going to make it the full 2 hours.
I think
people are going to tap out early.
I actually do have to leave early, but can we
Jake,
do...
Jake, you're not staying. When the first person leaves, Jake, you must leave with them.
I'm going to crash on your couch.
Can we all close our eyes, and then when we open our eyes, we're just in the pool?
That's what we'll do. You know what?
Because it's the transition.
Maybe we all wear t-shirts into the water. Okay. That sounds like a fun party.
I'll just go in this.
And then we'll take the t-shirts off before they get really heavy and wet. I think our next guest is going to think we're very cool when she comes in here in moments.
I'm glad she's hearing this conversation.
Julia Wolf, fresh off of performance at Lollapalooza and future performances here in Southern California, which we will get into, including one in San Diego that we're sending some listeners to, that Petco Park show, where she's opening up for Pierce the Veil. We got her stopping by to hang out in the K-Rock studios in mere moments, and that'll be very exciting because I believe that is maybe the current biggest song that we are playing on K-Rock right now, and that means a lot. To dethrone the greats like the Chili Peppers and Sublime and Green Day, which we play a lot of.
Anything that cuts through smells like Teen Spirit.
I know.
Memorable.
So, Julia Wolf will be joining us this hour in the K-Rock studios. Don't believe us. You can watch us as we are streaming live on YouTube right now. Today is Omar's birthday. It is not a national holiday, although it should be, because it's also the birthday of a great Magic Johnson. But thank you for spending some of it with us here. My name's Klein. That's Allie.
Morning.
That is Jake the Nerd over there. Birthday boy DJ Omar Khan, the audio sniper. Then in the back, you got Postmaster Johnny, the idiot, and producer Vanessa. And we will get into everything we have in store for you. But right now, I'm looking for a caller 20 at 800-520-1067 so we can give you our final four-pack of tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain. You'll have more chances to win with Sluggo and more chances to win all day on K-Rock, but this is the last set we have to give you, and that means we'll qualify one more person for those 2027 gold passes. Is this David?
Yo!
David, you are the 20th caller.
No way. Can I give Omar a happy birthday?
No.
I don't even think Omar wants that. Omar, do you want a birthday shout-out?
I don't want it at all.
Omar's going to pass on that.
Okay. Happy birthday, Omar.
Hey!
I'm glad you did it.
You know, I'll take that. That was great. That was great. Good job, man.
A great stutter for the
That's
Omar.
So funny.
Yeah, happy birthday, you freak.
Everybody, if you'd like to call for this hour, give Omar a happy birthday. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. So, all right, great. Well, there you go. Happy birthday. David, thank you. That was the caller of the day right there. David, nice to meet you. Enjoy those tickets. 20th caller and the best caller we've had so far today. Sublime now. Julie Wolf next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and every once in a while they let other humans join us in the studio, which is nice for us. Julia Wolf has one of the biggest songs that we are currently playing on K-Rock, which is called In My Room, and it's not a new song, but it may be new to you because we are starting to play it a lot. But first of all, Julia, welcome to K-Rock.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for being here. I know it's probably thrilling to hear your song on the radio still, or are you over that by now?
I will never be over that.
That's what you claim. Trust me, we've talked to a lot of bands. They are over it.
No. Weezer, they're over it.
They are over it, big time. No, it's been something that we've obviously we're playing. The more we're playing, the more people are asking for it, and it's wild to think that here you are now in our studio, and we're going to put it on in a moment for people to hear it. Actually, we've been playing that I think three times a morning, pretty much every day this week.
Oh my gosh.
But you wrote that song. This was at this point what 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah. Two?
Are we slower? Is that because we're slow? Or did it finally, has it just taken on a life of its own recently?
It's definitely taken on a life of its own, but it took me posting about it pretty much three times a day for about a year before it really found its place online.
I found this to be so fascinating, and I think it's a great like way for other people to study how to break through the noise, because mm-hmm. you're a huge fan of all things Twilight. That's
of
your
course.
Thing. And you know that fan base is a passionate-ass fan base.
Yes.
You wanted your music to get out there, so you just started putting your songs into clips from the movie, mm-hmm. and those got spread among the Twilight community. It was like almost a genius way to sneak
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're inserting mm-hmm. it into a world yeah, that you're already in.
You made yourself right. into the... You basically made yourself the unofficial soundtrack yeah. of a movie franchise that you were just a huge fan of, and then the fans started putting your in their own brains, connecting your music with that all things Twilight, and then you just got embraced
completely,
and then they kind of blew it up online for you,
which was incredible, because I am quite self-conscious when it comes to being on video and being the one who has to promote the music and like show myself, so I needed an outlet so that it wasn't just me all the time. And of course I am the biggest Twilight fan, and it just made sense to inject myself in that community so that we can all be fangirls and we can all relate to the same thing of wishing we were with Edward Cullen.
Yeah. Wishing that we could be vampires yes. and in love. And since you've broken out as an artist into the Twilight world, have you been in contact with the cast at any point? Has there been any movement there? Is that a bucket list thing for you? I know your new tour, you're going to be starting in Forks, Washington.
Yes. I mean, for me, just getting to play those shows at Bella Swan's house was the peak for me. But yeah, I'm going to be doing that Forks Festival. It's like a Twilight Festival. And I think some of the actors will be there, but no, I haven't really connected with anyone.
But were you a fan of the books first?
Or... Oh, yes.
Okay, so but if they were ever to reboot that series, would that be something you're on board with? Or are you like, no, it needs to stay the way it was?
I am a fan of things remaining when they are perfect already. mm-hmm. And to me, the first movie cannot be touched. It cannot be redone. There's just no need. The blue filter, like...
But everything was so blue.
But do you think that now you got so entrenched in that Twilight world that you, because I don't know if this is true or not, you have actually hired a witch. You've gone to the world of the dark, right? You've hired a witch off Etsy. True or false?
True.
Okay. So you now love this mystical, magical stuff. And when you hire a witch on Etsy, what's the goal? What's your end game with that?
That's really funny that you know that.
What are you trying to do? Like, what is your goal to do that? Like, are you trying to a spell? Are you trying to...
Yeah.
On an ex?
On what?
An ex?
On an ex?
You putting a spell on an ex?
No. It's always stuff about, like, help me find inspiration or, like, protection.
You think it's a real witch or you think you got scammed?
I think it's always better if I do it myself, but I was on tour when I did that. I was like, I don't have my things here. I can't light these candles on the bus, so like, let me just mess around with Etsy.
And you found
witches.
Someone on Etsy, a witch.
Yeah,
what does that cost, a witch on Etsy?
Oh, nothing. Like, oh. I don't know.
Of course.
I think it's like $10. Allie, I think you can get a spell for pretty cheap.
I'm going to tell you something about Allie, and I found this out off the air. You guys apparently went to the same college.
We went to college together. I don't know if you know that.
Must be one of those witch colleges, because Allie also plays in the dark arts, and she...
I mean, it's a very alternative college.
Yeah,
they tried to start a sorority, and people protested.
But I want to ask you, Julia Wolf is in our studio right now, by the way, and we make Allie, we feel bad about herself, because she does go sit in these goddess moon circles, and she makes moon water and stuff.
I do a moon circle group, yeah.
Oh, God.
Every new moon and full moon.
And
I know, and I make moon water.
Oh, my gosh. Can I join the coven?
Oh,
yeah.
No. Don't encourage this behavior. You can't encourage this
one, and it's gotten too big. It's now at a bigger space because there are so many women. Now they have, like, it used to just be a circle. Now it's, like, multiple circles, like shark teeth, just in rows.
I thought you got thrown out, though. I thought you got tossed.
I didn't get tossed.
I thought you weren't participating in the cauldron burn or something.
Well, you know, my wife and I like to go together, and now that we have a kid, it's just a little harder to go in person and do them. Yeah, yeah. But plus, it's a women-only group, so he wouldn't be able to come to that. But
this is the kind of stuff
you're into,
though.
I would do manifestation letters, burn letters, and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, you can get really deep with it.
Wow, look at her. Mind is blown out.
No, I'm huge on the manifestation. I feel like it's honestly a big reason why things worked out the way they did, because I was just writing down exactly what I wanted every single day for like a year.
Did you write down coming into K-Rock in Los Angeles and sitting across from a burly lesbian? And, did you write this down on
a guy with five nose jobs?
Did you write this down on your page or no?
That's for me to know.
Okay, wow, that's incredible.
But you can't know what's in the letter.
We get back in a moment. We will play you the Julia Wolf song that's getting a lot of airplay on K-Rock these days. Talk a little bit about the tour where you'll see her upcoming, sadly, these shows. Good for you, of course. Already sold out the upcoming ones in October, which means, no offense to the Fonda, great venue, too small for you now at this point. You've outgrown your venues, which means you must go to bigger places. We will get into that and more after this with K-Rock's newest artist, superstar Julia Wolf, next.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
New K-Rock music. It is called In My Room by Julia Wolf. And Julia Wolf is in the K-Rock studios right now.
Hello.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds like we made it in our bedroom, which is what we did.
It's kind of crazy.
It's kind of tough because I'm pregnant. It makes me cry.
Alan's getting emotional now. But to be fair, also the commercials for Chipotle make her cry too. So
honestly, I'm the same way.
Fresh off of Lollapalooza, I don't know if that was one of the things that you had manifested for yourself as well, but that's obviously one of the big ones right there.
Huge.
Go there on stage in front of that many people. Biggest crowd you've ever played for, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Did you freak out ahead of time? Did you have the swamp ass, which I know has been a problem on the road as well?
Oh, my God. I mean, the 2 p.m. slot, obviously, my initial thing when I saw that was like, okay, no one's coming, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm used to that. But then when I got there, it was the biggest crowd I've ever seen. It starts raining during the set.
Oh, that's right.
The perfect amount, the twilight of it all. Like, we just brought the Pacific Northwest to Chicago that day, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
stoked.
You're obviously embarking on a new tour, but in some of the many locations that you've been over the last year, you lost a tooth? on the tour? What happened there?
I may have made it look like I lost it on tour, but I've actually had this tooth missing for quite a while.
Okay.
I was like, damn,
this went hard.
I know. No, yeah. I just never have gotten it fixed, which I need to do that.
My teeth fall out during the show sometimes.
Yeah, he doesn't have his two front teeth,
sadly.
Actually. They're fake.
Baseball incident. What was yours? Meth?
No, I had a root canal gone bad.
Root canal gone bad.
That's a good story.
Good story. Yeah. Get her on the lie detector test.
You went to the same college as I did, and I assume we had the same college experience. Did you also take ecstasy and then fall asleep with a lit cigarette in your hand, or was your experience at Purchase College different than mine?
You know, it was a little different.
Uh-huh.
I would say I mostly didn't leave my room. So.
Well, and you majored in music composition, but I think you were mainly you would focus on playing the instruments, but was there from the beginning the idea of like, well, I can sing too. I know that I'm going to be singing my own music, or were you planning on just being a background composer and then suddenly it pivoted?
It's exactly that, where in my heart I knew, okay, I'm going to be a singer and there is no plan B for me, but I just couldn't admit that out loud to people. So I would say like, yeah, I'll do film score, or, you know, I'll work at Carnegie Hall, like, I don't know, whatever it was. But I knew that I wanted to sing.
Yeah.
And how many people since now you've started to break through and you have the song that is getting more popular by the day have reached out to say either, wow, you proved me wrong, you were right, you did it, or any famous people that you look up to that have reached out to you, but I just want to let you know, love your song, you're on the right track?
I mean, yes.
It has happened.
Yes. And I think, but the best thing is like how I brought In My Room to pretty much every label you could think of.
And
they all
said
no.
That's the best.
And now they all are like, hey, remember when we talked about that? Like, whatever. And are trying to come back. That's a great feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, listen, reality is you're going to get rejected in life. Doesn't matter what. Jake, right? Relationships happens all the time.
Every time.
Jake gets rejected all the time.
And now look at you.
And now look at you. Sitting in that back room in those jean shorts holding that dog, right? And you're showing us. But the point is you're
going
to get rejected.
All those girls that rejected you, you're going, the one that got away.
But I mean, I always find that to be so fascinating. A TV show becomes a monster hit and you hear about all the stations that passed on it. And you go, these are professionals and they passed on the biggest show ever. Breaking Bad, they got passed on by all these different networks. You know, you went in, you played your music, you watched them look at it, they probably looked you in the face and go, it's fine, it's not for us, or whatever.
Yeah, I just didn't have the numbers yet. I didn't have the numbers that they wanted.
Go work on your social media following and
Completely.
Come back and see us.
Oh my God.
Right?
Verbatim,
Makes my blood boil hearing
verbatim.
That.
We hear that regularly. And they also tell us to work on our physical appearance and smells. Oh, we get that a lot.
Which we're still working on.
Hey, let me ask you a question. We have some instruments in the studio because we were playing these earlier today. You see that little keyboard right there, the Coco Melon keyboard?
I do.
Do you think you could play that since you're trained musically?
Whoa.
Could you make that sound good? Anything at all? We're not going to judge here.
Oh.
Is it even on?
I turn it on.
Oh, there's, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, you're good.
Now she's ready.
Is that you? That's incredible. Is that an original?
Yep, that was it.
Let me hear. Let me hear. Here we go. Put you on the spot here. It's Julia Wolf.
Oh.
I know this one. This is good. Is this an original too?
I learned that in college.
Yeah.
Good. We wrap up all chats at K-Rock with not one, but two epic questions. Here we go.
Two epic. Epic. Questions.
Julia Wolf on Instagram at Julia Wolf NYC. Song you're hearing a lot on K-Rock these days, In My Room. New single. Deep End, which you can check out on all streaming platforms. And shows coming up, including the one at the Fonda, sold out already on the 25th and 26th of October. But we have sent some listeners to Petco Park in San Diego, September 12th, where she will be opening for Pierce the Veil. So there you go. Just a sampling of what you can look forward to. Julia Wolf, question number one. Epic question number one, Allie. What is it?
Julia Wolf, you go to a restaurant, and you would like to sit outside. And they say, I'm sorry, we don't have outside available. We either have inside or you can wait. What is your choice?
I'm definitely sitting inside because I hate bugs.
Oh, you're an insider.
Oh, yeah. Coco Melon's turning on.
Coco Melon agrees. Shoot. That means you got that right, I guess.
So you would rather, but if you, like, if your choice was not available, you wouldn't wait. You would just take first available. You want to sit down.
Yeah, I want to sit down quick.
Of course.
I mean, unless it's, what's the view? Are we, like, on a pretty dock somewhere, you know, or... Then I'll wait.
For me, it doesn't matter. Even if it's 1 minute, I'm like, I'm sitting wherever you want to put me.
Pretty much.
Right now. You can bring me, I'll eat the food at the host stand and just start eating.
Epic
question number two. You've now performed in front of tens of thousands of people. What is the weirdest thing you've ever seen anyone doing in a crowd while you've been performing? Because I know you're looking out, you're seeing people do things.
Uh-huh.
There's more pressure now than ever before on artists to stop a show if someone looks like they're getting trampled and whatever, but every once in a while you gotta just see someone going knuckles deep, picking their nose. You're going, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing you've witnessed happen at one of your shows from someone in the crowd?
I mean, the most ridiculous thing that happened, because obviously my crowd is a bit softer, like we're emotional, whatever, but these two guys just started wailing at each other, like punching each other in the
during
face.
One of your songs?
Yeah, I'm like, guys, this is not the vibe. Like,
we're all emoing out here.
Yeah. What are you doing? It was so random and weird, and everyone was like, what?
Okay.
Maybe it opened up some skeletons in their soul that they couldn't figure out how to handle.
I'm too vulnerable.
I don't like this feeling. Kick me in the face.
Yeah.
Julia Wolf, thank you for coming by K-Rock.
Thank you so much, guys. This was awesome.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing big things from you in the immediate future and long-term future. And you can remember that we were friends. And now it's nice to know that Ali has moved down another peg on most successful people to ever graduate from her college.
Oh, yeah.
Ali is now out of the top 100.
Me and Stanley Tucci, Wesley Snipes, Regina Spektor, and more. Julia Wolf.
That's right.
Yeah, and Ice Spice.
That's right. Well, Julia Wolf has just bumped Ali down another spot, so Ali is now out, and they'll stop hitting her up for money. All right, goodbye. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and that will pretty much do it for us today. But don't worry, Sluggo's in moments. Got more of those tickets for you to go to Six Flags, so if that's what you're waiting around for, just keep waiting. We talked to someone yesterday that tried 46 times before finally getting through. And I know that seems like a real waste of time and effort, and they're probably not great at their job if they're spending all their time calling us. But you know what? They ended up with the tickets, so they got the last laugh. So if you've only tried a few times, can't get through, just keep trying to win stuff next week. There's some exciting things to give you and to talk about, including, but not limited to... hold on, I've lost my sheet. I know we're going to announce that Endless Summer Kegger. This pool party today, sadly, is not going to be the pool or the party that it was once going to be. So as a result, next week, we're going to figure out a... we're going to tell you the location and how you can get involved in our Endless Summer Kegger that will be a party that we can all go to together to hang out and have one last hurrah before technically the year begins again. We got that to get into. We also have tickets for you to go to Just Like Heaven at the Brookside the Rose Bowl.
Oh, nice.
You'll see the Strokes, LCD Sound System, and more. And then, of course, next week will be finally the official week of the big gender reveal as we send someone into a helicopter to launch hot dogs and or tacos into the streets of L.A. And we find out if Allie's got a boy or girl growing inside of her body.
I also think next week is going to be the kickoff of the dumb-off.
The dumb-off
is back. The return of the dumb-off.
The dumb-off. I don't think anything has led to more fighting on the show than the dumb-off. A lot of times about the questions that are involved, but really it comes down to... Will Allie three-peat as the dumbest on the show?
Not a three-peat.
Yeah, three-peat!
No, because I tied 1 year with Johnny, and then there was definitely a year where I didn't win.
I think you've
like
always...
4 years ago. You were last year, too.
Yeah, you've always been, at least in the finals, the dumb-off.
You beat me.
And you get so mad about things.
Is Julia Wolf gone?
She's gone.
Is she hearing this?
But she's hearing this part, too, in the elevator. Julia Wolf, Allie's
we
dumb.
We went to the same school?
Yeah.
Not possible.
We went to college together.
You definitely did not go to college together. You went to a college that she went to many, many years later. But I don't think you learned anything at it because you majored in like accents or something.
That's what that school is. It's like an art school.
Do they even have real classes there?
Yes, because then all those people were just people who were like, this is my state school.
Well, in honor of Back to School, next week Allie will be competing to see if she can get as many rings as, I'm trying to think who's got the most rings. Let's go with
Tom Brady.
I was going to go Tom Brady, but I feel like more than that, though. I feel like we need some
Sonic
of those
the
more. Yeah, so it can Allie get more rings than Sonic the Hedgehog in the dumb off. That'll be next week.
I believe I can.
Next week, we got that to look forward to as well. All right, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
917, my takeaway is, as Gandhi once said, show me a beautiful woman and I'll show you a man who's tired of effing her.
Yep, that's a Gandhi quote. We found out. We looked at it and it's been fact checked.
424, my takeaway is, you don't want to be an alley at Trader Joe's.
No, you don't.
818, happy birthday, Omar. You blow out your candles.
That'd be a sloppy ass cake. Omar blows out the candles. Motorboat that whole cake.
818, don't ask Vanessa to Google shuttlecock. 310, you got a pregame with a mustard sandwich.
I don't know what she said after I asked her about shuttlecock today.
She says shadow cups.
But she definitely cursed us again. That's third time in a row we've been cursed by her this week.
True.
That's probably why they brought in that witch today to talk to us, because of Vanessa.
562, AP classes are for foreigners. 323, grizzlies like pool parties. And 626, gingers were brought to this country after World War II.
That's right. Make us all feel better about things. What's your takeaway from today's show, Postmaster Johnny?
Magic Johnson is ageless and aidless.
That's right. Not well said, but I know what you're saying. Vanessa, speaking of not well said, takeaway?
She ain't here.
Oh, she's gone.
Where the hell is
she?
She's
on her way to the pool party already.
She's so excited.
Why? She'll go home and go get her pool floaties.
I think she did leave.
It takes 20 minutes to get to Klein's house.
I did see her run down the hall. I don't know.
Is she pooping?
She's probably
nervous about being in a bathing suit.
Me too.
Why are we doing this, guys?
I don't know.
This is going to be so fun.
No one wants to go.
Why don't you just have Johnny over at your house and be done with it?
It's going to be like an average like Thursday.
All right, Johnny,
Jake, you got to get into the pool, man.
Well, Jake's going to race Allie in a swimming race. That's going to happen because we believe that Allie, a pregnant woman, is going to beat Jake in swimming.
No way.
Because Jake believes that swimming is for children, and that means he's not good at it.
No, I said pools are for children.
Jake, can you do a backstroke?
I could do a front stroke.
Can you do you know how to do a backstroke?
Not really,
A breaststroke?
That I could do.
With those breasts, I bet you can.
Yeah, oh, my God. He will beat me with breaststroke.
They could displace all the water from the pool.
We're still talking about swimming, right?
I think so. I'm not sure anymore. What's your takeaway from today's show, Jake?
11 people is too many people for a party.
Yeah. Sure is. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is that Klein is also throwing a birthday party for Tim Tebow, Mila Kunis, Spencer Pratt, Halle Berry.
Oh, they all have birthdays?
Cindy from the Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Marcia Gay Harden, Danielle Steele, Steve Martin, and 562 on the text line.
Hey, 562, happy birthday. We don't care about celebrity birthdays here, but we do care about you, 562, and DJ Omar Khan. Omar, your takeaway?
My takeaway is that buckets rule when there's earthquakes.
Yeah, you got to have a bucket on the standby. It's the one thing standing between you and dying during an earthquake is a bucket. Have a great weekend. We'll do it next week. Try to do it better. Here's your weekend anthem, and then that's all we got for you. Okay, bye.
I got a baby on the way.
I got a jug of jizz.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend?
Jeez, I did.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go on, take it for the weekend.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Emojin poops.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Saturday, Saturday, Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Okay, Dinah.
I am just a dumb guy.
Is that okay for radio?
Yeah.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go.
I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
What do you think I poop now?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.